The Rooted in Love Show. Life spoken from the roots of those who adapt to reach the sunlight.
We stay rooted in love. We stay grounded. We get our strength from above. We stay rooted. We stay rooted in love. We stay grounded. We get our strength from above. We stay rooted. We stay rooted in love. We stay grounded. We get our strength from above. We stay rooted. Rooted. Stay rooted.
Welcome back to the Rooted in Love Show. I'm here with my brothers. I'm Anthony.
Zero.
I'm Angelo T. Robinson.
Just like that.
And I'm Mario DeAndre.
Just like that.
I'm Mario DeAndre.
We've been talking about a lot of topics these last episodes, but this one we want to get into something that I think all of us really went through again is that integrity part. What made you do the right thing?
Right.
Not you know, you little people might say, oh, your daddy whoop hard, don't
it? Right.
It was all that kind of stuff. He's the pastor.
You're the pastor.
But then, you know, once we got older and you got on your own, like I said, you all cross seas and
other, and
still chose to do the right things. What got you to that point?
We never really got a lot of whooping. We didn't get a lot of whooping growing up.
Think we did, but
the ones you got count.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
the ones you got
after that first one, he told me, look, next time I beat you, make sure you did it. I said, yes, sir. So anything else he whooped me for, I did it. Sure did. I heard it.
Yeah, right.
But it taught you to make better choices.
I always made good decisions in school. If I got a whooping or in trouble for anything, it was fighting.
Right.
And then somebody was talking about one of y'all, and somebody said, I'm from John Anthony about that. Or something. You know, like being a bully.
Yeah.
You know, so even from young age, like, I guess you said, like, either the warrior spirit or something, like, I wasn't no follower. You're not about to get me to do nothing.
Nah.
I like how Pops used to say, know what you're doing, but know the consequences of what you're doing.
And like we made it out.
Hey, if you did that and the consequence is this, man up and take that consequence.
Yeah,
don't back down.
So I'll take a fight and I'll take a whooping for fighting.
Yeah, it was a couple things.
I don't know. It was only a couple things. I ain't you know, disrespecting all the little stuff with teachers and all that.
Nah.
We never disrespect. Like, I still tell people, yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I have people tell me to stop doing that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't stop doing it because I want that same respect for me. Like,
kids. Exactly.
It'd be somebody younger than me. And I'd be like, hey, sir, how you doing, sir? And it could be somebody like 5 years old. What's up, sir?
Every student walking in my class, good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. Or good morning, queen.
I call everybody
king.
Boss,
man. Yeah, but it's a universal respect.
It's just a level of, like you said, a choice to do, but also to humanize that person, that this person, that you're no better than them.
You know
what I'm saying? Because I know I've been places like doing artwork. I ain't told people, no, I'm just in there helping, hanging stuff. And you're Angelo. I'm like, no, I ain't nobody. But no, you did this and this and this and this. I'm like, we hanging artwork right now. Like,
that ain't
nothing to do with a past accomplishment and award. And I think that's what people have messed up. Like, just because you win an award, just because you've been in a magazine or you ran a touchdown, you ain't no better than the man that's sitting over there selling the Dr. Pepper man. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? And I think people have made these layers, and that's when you lose integrity. Mm-hmm. I think we kept it in a way because we didn't lose that layer of, I ain't better than you. Because we all know how we grew up. Like, we all knew where we came from. And if you came from that, I'm pretty sure you came from better than me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what I look like talking down to you or talking down on something you're doing.
It's the work, too. Like, when I came up in high school, one of my first jobs as a senior was cleaning bathrooms.
Right.
And I seen how people treated me.
Right.
Like, I'm talking about terrible.
Right.
Terrible, like, and I had the worst. So the worst problem with the women's bathroom. The women's bathroom. I had grew up hearing all this stuff about how nasty men are.
Right.
No, bro.
The women's bathroom. It may come from squatting instead of sitting on a seat. But I'm talking about but the people treat me so bad.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? No matter what job I have, I will always treat the lowest common worker the same way. Like, whether you're a janitor, housekeeper, whatever you do, I'm gonna give you that same respect
I want,
but I got dog, man.
Yeah, I got dog. The construction company you're talking about, because I went to Florida working with Tico Electric. We would drive every other week, and I already knew in the back of my mind, Boston said I was gonna be doing something. I didn't know what it was. I just had to trust the fact. I'm down there digging the ditches and the holes, and dude down there treating me like I'm just nobody, and you know, because I had a degree, so they figured if this dude got a degree, if he working with us, he really bad or something, right? And then they knew my Navy background and knew all that. So they just thought something was wrong with me. But I always knew at some point I'm going to be your boss.
Right.
But I never treated them like that. I created systems and all this stuff. One day we come back to Georgia and my boss like, hey, they want to see you in the office. It was a Wednesday. Now, you know, I never left out till Friday.
Right.
It was like, no, they need to see you today. I'm like, you know what it is? He's like, nah, man. They just, all of them, they say you need to come to the office now. Wow. I'm like, all right. So I drive up to Conyers, Georgia.
All the way across Atlanta.
And get there and the boardroom table again. They was like, you ready? I'm like, for what? I became the first person in the history of corporate, billion-dollar company to go from construction to sales.
Oh, wow.
They created a position for me. So when everybody came back from Florida and all the other places around the country that Monday, I'm in the office in a suit, passing out the sales things, getting your contract, giving you contract.
Oh, wow.
And the same dudes that had been talking junk and yelling, and they were like, you always knew this? I'm like, yeah. And I could just see it in their eyes, like, you let me talk to you like that. You let me do this. Like, you.
That's your integrity.
That's problem. Right. That's what I was going with. Like, my integrity said, I'm no better than you, but you treat me like the only time that I ever went off on somebody was at Wilmington Nuclear Plant in North Carolina. And this one guy, the sky fell. People said it rained cats and dogs. It was like weasels and chickens or something.
Right.
I mean, it was just coming. And we had to get all this stuff because you're on a nuclear power plant. And you can't let all this stuff get in a different place. So we put it up. This one guy's walking around, hey, you do this. Hey, now, I'm coming through there like Samson with two big things and something here, like carrying eight things. He's telling me to pick something else up. I looked at him, I'm like, you ain't got nothing in your hands, why don't you do it? I'm your boss, you don't talk to me like that, da, 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 right? I'm like, look, man, it's raining. Let me just get this, I'll come back and get it. No, do it now.
Hold on, cuz.
Now, right? And I was like, you just, hold on. So I went and put it there. Now we get to the meeting. He's going off. And I just went in. Like I said, I just went in. And it got all the way back up to the big man. I got back to Atlanta that week. And he was like, Angela, we need to talk. You know? And I go in. They close the door. They're like, thank you. I was like, for what? They was like, no one ever stood up to him before. No one ever put him in his place. And they said, you didn't. Here's what I'm going with. You didn't cuss. You didn't fuss. You told him about the job, why he was supposed to do it, why you did what you did, how you was going to do it, and why he was wrong, and you stood back. They said, thank you for doing it that way.
Yeah, it's the right way to do
and
it.
Then, and then they were like, he don't know that you're really his boss, but thank you for not putting that in there.
Right.
So much, like you said, the integrity of it and the cussing and all that stuff is like, I chose to do it because I knew that I'm the oldest of eight. I mean, you know, eight total, but I got brothers looking at me. Right. I got daughters, my daughters. There's so many people, I didn't want them to think that's the way you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
That's my reason.
A lot of times, too, we think, too, like, I tell people a lot, I don't want to go to jail for nobody.
Well, that too.
Nobody.
So that too.
It's going to take a lot for me to be put in a situation where I'm going to risk my freedom. Because as a single father, I know if something happened to me right now, Jet is going to lose his choice of where he's going. He's going to have to move up.
He said jail.
Hold on. That's true, though.
Hold on. He said jail.
Like, man, I'm not going
to jail. Well, let's talk about the tough situation with, I know we've all had conversations from teenagers on up, preteen teenagers on up with drugs. And, I'm a school teacher, so every year we get on the subject somehow, and I get students who argue me down. They refuse to believe that I never did no drugs.
Right.
And I'm like, why is that so? Hey, first of all, it ain't no big thing to me. Like, what? I don't see that big drug, so I never got into it.
Right.
It don't make me happy.
I'm sure playing football. I'm sure playing football and traveling and being on the team.
Yeah,
man.
I get more enjoyment out here than a bun.
I'm naturally high. You know, people say that and it's cliche and whatnot, but I'm naturally high. I feel good all the time.
Right.
I'm pretty sure all of us at some point, I know being in the Navy, you walk in a hotel room in Spain and that whole table.
Coke laid out on
lines
the table.
Lit up.
Anything
and here comes the I think you mentioned it earlier about people knowing you ain't supposed to be there.
Yeah.
I walk in the room, they, you know, girls over here. Gilo, wait outside for a second. And they push me back outside and they're like, hey, man, you good? What you need? You good?
Right.
They would kick me out the room. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, I'm just coming to say, hey, what's up? Yeah. They wouldn't even let me come.
I think we have to go back a few years to address it, though. Like, from, I guess most of us from childhood on up, we've always stood for something. And it's just like people just knew. Right. First of all.
Subscribe to the Rooted in Love show for weekly updates and free giveaways.
Stood stood for something. And it's just like right. people just knew. Right, first of all, the first day you should think, you know, you pass the kid, you're
doing it because of him. Yeah.
But
yeah.
At some point, I wasn't thinking about pops no more. I ain't thinking about moms or nothing. This is me, myself. I'm making this decision. I don't see nothing cool about that. You come back, you tow up and half dead.
Right.
In the morning also. Man, it's just, I never got into it.
When I was around at the most in college, that's when you're on your own.
Yeah,
you gotta face some decisions. There's no parent, nobody tell you to stop. But I watched. I guarantee you, I fought my roommate probably every other time he got drunk.
It's like, come on, man.
It's only a few things. When people get drunk, either they're going to sleep,
that's it.
Talk a lot, or fight.
Yeah.
That's all they're going to do. You got the three choices. And I had a fighter that lived with me, so every time. It just like it was always fighting, like
I had folks that
busting up, you know, like busting up, and like, man, you gotta chill, man.
I stayed in a raggedy dorm,
9 floors or something like that. So I done carried a couple dude, grown men up 5-6 flights of stairs because the elevator don't work. I'm not going with y'all no more.
I'm taking my command.
Don't make no sense.
I'm taking my work center suit with my commander in Italy, Spain, Turkey, back to the ship on a boat. Lay him on his side, prop up pillow so that he don't throw up. And then he throws up all over the floor. And you clean that up. And I'm gone. And next morning I go down to the shop and they're like, hey, man, you know, thank you. You can have off today. And I go off in Italy for 3 days in a hotel.
Right.
But it was just for me. I see, what was fun about that?
Yeah.
Like what piece of missing out on Italy, Spain, Turkey, Greece and throwing up everywhere.
But the part about all this is that people will spin that back on us and tell us we think we too good. Or we think we're better than
Yes. Yes.
Sold out. You know, how many years have we been to sell out?
Right.
Like, they don't do nothing.
Right. They too good. They think they too good.
Over that. Like,
it's like,
you tell me something wrong with me because I want to keep my mind straight and I don't like
but the see, that's what I want these kids to know. It's all right to be different. It's all right to not want to be a part of that crowd because 20 years later,
when
you look younger than everybody else,
right?
And your body's still good,
right?
Because you haven't abused your body,
right?
Like, now talk then.
Yeah,
now talk
I always tell students, you stand up for something. If you stand for something long enough, they're gonna talk about you for a minute. We got talked about whatever. I'm a square. I'm this. I'm lame. Man, whatever.
Right.
I like that.
At some point, they start respecting
everything.
Thought you were gay. Yeah. All
they
literally stuff,
started a thing going around school that I was gay because I wouldn't mess with all the girls.
I think all of us have had.
Like
that,
I would not. Like it was girls that was one girl actually told me she wanted to take me under the bleachers at high school East Palm. Mm-hmm. And I knew all our cousins them be with him. I'm like, I ain't doing that with you.
Yeah.
So they start this, damn, Mario gay, he won't do that with me. I'm like, okay.
Because the brother got choices.
Yeah. So when I get gay,
I don't want to get with you.
Yeah.
Now I got to be gay.
I think that's part of the point, too, is we were never followers.
Never.
All y'all gonna do that, man. All y'all never followers.
Right.
You never get somebody that got about 2 people. All right, and I see your name in the street. I heard about you, some dude. I ain't even no new year. Nah, man.
Right.
But we never was followers. We was always leader of our own self.
Wallow said that. Wallow 267, somebody I follow now. He just said in an interview. It's an old interview, but he was just saying if. Don't worry about who don't like you. Don't worry about who talking about you. That's their problem. And that's a good way of saying it. Somebody's talking about you, that's their problem.
Right.
How does that impact you in any way?
My college football coach, he used to come off a recipe. He used to say, your opinion about me, what you think about me, ain't none of my business.
That's real.
Yeah,
I like that.
You know, we had a couple
y'all
of
can't say, your opinion about me is not my business.
That's
what
We had a losing season, lost a bunch of games. You know, you come back to campus, people talk a mess, and you know, all the bandwagon fall off, and he's had to tell you, the players, like, look, what do they think about you? It ain't your business. Just come on back to practice. Just keep working and getting better.
Right. Yeah. I know on a ship, like, how happened to you, I'm pretty sure all of us have had that they did start that, you know, Angelo's game. Because, like you said, they can understand how I'm around these beautiful women. Or I go to the mall, and they trying to collect numbers. They come back, I got 30. And they do it, but I never slept with the people. So they're thinking like, well, a guy is supposed to do this.
Mm.
In my mind, it goes back to our granddad. When I was growing up, when I was around granddad and I used to go places, and granddad told me this thing I'd never forget. And I didn't understand until I got older. But he said, it's better to be around beautiful people than to be with beautiful people.
Oh, wow.
And that's what granddad told me. And I never understood that because, you know, and he was talking about men, women, just in general, good nature, whether it's physical beauty, mental beauty, whatever it is. And I finally got it because guess what it attracts? other beautiful people, yep. other nice people. And we're not just talking about beauty in like your looks and your clothes,
but
a personality, how you talk.
I mean, they got some people like that.
Right. All of those things. And if you yeah. are always around those type people, guess what people going to always see? They're going to always see the light. They're always going to make you happy. Because those people, most people that if you have a great personality and things like that, you're going to have your sad days. But for the most part, you work your way through it. Yeah. So I never forgot that. So even in Navy, when the people used to talk, I showed up on the ship. Y'all know how we do. Right. I had suede shoes on, silk shirt, had my gold chain going. Walked down the ladder, with my bag.
Yeah,
matching
set.
No, we talking, look, this 93 for me.
I walk in, they're
like, who is this dude? And so we'd be in the middle of the ocean. Everybody up on there playing spades and dominoes. I woke up in my coveralls. Guess what I got on? I got goofy slippers on from Disney Store. I got Bed Bath and Body Works on. I got bracer, and every dude up there looking at me like, you square, you gay, you this. But guess what? By halfway through that cruise, hey, Gilo, where you be buying that stuff at?
Hey, Gilo, what's that label?
Where you be getting this at? I'm like, don't worry about it.
No, you didn't want to be part of this.
I'm keeping doing what I'm doing.
Don't worry about you, huh?
It's one thing that's in common. I'm hearing a common element, and that's that we were all not afraid to be uniquely us.
Right.
Like, we all knew I couldn't be Gerald. Like, I couldn't play football. I couldn't be Ann. Right. I couldn't be nothing. I could only be me. That was it.
Which bled over to the regular people.
Could be y'all. Like, I wasn't a Pablo Keenan high school. Y'all know that. When we first moved back in Pauldin County, y'all in the lunchroom, I sat on the back table. I didn't even sit at the black table. I sat on the back table. And it was only a few people that started coming to sit with me.
Right.
But I refused to just be a part of it just because it was popular.
Right.
And that's because of the strength of being Angelo's little brother.
Right.
I had open season to whatever I wanted.
Right.
But I didn't want to be in that shadow. So I just said, you know what? Right. Nah, bro, I'm good. I'm going to sit back here.
Right.
I'm sitting at this table by myself.
That's
it. And I'm sure they were sitting at the table like, man, why your brother always sitting back there?
No, they were talking about me because I wasn't sitting at the black table.
Right.
I sat at the table over here with my friends at the white table or at the table over here with the other table, the nerds or whatever. Because like you said, even though I was on the football team, basketball, track, I got to sit with y'all? I got friends over here. And I would go sit with whoever I want to sit with.
That's a part of who we are now, where that came all the way up to adulthood. And even now, how diverse our family is and how our outlook on life.
Right.
It seems different, but it's really just who our parents made us. Like, we're products of our environment.
Yeah.
Truly products of our environment.
Yeah, in a good way.
Yeah, we know.
Most people making a negative connotation, but in a good way.
I make no apology for that. I make no apology for coming up so poor that when you do make it, you feel like you got to keep your family with you.
Yeah,
I make no apology for that.
I got in an argument with somebody last year. We're going to call no names. People in North Carolina.
Who does that?
I can tell you been eating good. Look at you, done gained some weight. I know how y'all grew up. Let me tell you something. We might not have gold. We might not have a car. We might all live in one house. But guess what we gonna do?
Right.
We gonna eat.
We gonna eat good.
It's a Robinson thing. But
you know why? Yes, you're right. Cause we grew up like that, eating pinto beans and cornbread or whatever. But now that we all can spend just a little bit, guess what we gonna do all the time? I don't care. Nothing else is going on.
This show right now.
We gonna eat good.
We gonna eat somewhere.
Man, you gonna spill the bean?
So they make things that are positive or negative.
But something that small, like that shouldn't even be a discussion.
A conversation.
That shouldn't even be a discussion. Like, okay, we eat good. Okay.
But Angelo, you're right. Angelo Instagram is gonna be popping because I'm gonna do it.
Right.
Man, that's wild.
We've been through so much as a family, as individuals, that I really don't. I've had to learn how not to worry about what other people think because they haven't been on that journey. And if you're thrown up by positivity, like Gerald Taylor, like we've been called toxic positivity.
What is that?
So
that will impact everybody.
We're so positive that it hurts you. I'm so positive that it hurts you. Block me. Exactly. Just don't look at my posts.
Social media do that.
Yeah. Don't look at it.
It's a choice to follow people.
Yes, you got a choice.
You know where we came from. We come from the ex-dope man, come to the pastor. He popped OD'd on heroin. I guess probably when I was conceived. Why would we? He always told us, I done sold enough drugs, I done shot up enough places, did enough drugs, and all y'all ain't got to do that.
And then people know this. So like, we're sitting on this sofa right now. Me and Gerald, because they said, I remember me and Gerald slept on a sofa bed in the room.
Right.
While he was asleep, I used to put breadcrumbs in the kitchen. And people wonder why when I was in the Navy, I could shoot so good. I used to snipe rats that crawl in our kitchen.
Don't
I just shoot
rat,
from living room.
Don't tell that story. I was on the couch. So we'll tell that. What? Yeah, like, we went out of time. But I got bit by a rat.
I did too.
Your whole feet get bleeding.
Blood everywhere.
You gotta hop to the bandage. And you ain't get no band-aid, baby.
No, Pop said wrap it with some tissue.
You wrap that tissue and put that band-aid.
And went back to bed.
But yeah, hey, it's the Rooney and Love Show, y'all. We gotta go right now. But
good stuff.
Y'all know, like, we always going to be down for each other. So y'all stop there. Just stop. That's what I'm saying, my man. Just stop there.
We got it. Positive brother. We ain't going nowhere.
We stay rooted. We stay rooted in love. We stay grounded. We get our strength from above. We stay rooted. We stay rooted in love. We stay grounded. We get our strength from above.
Brought to you by 8 Robinson's TV and Yellow Tub Creative.
We get our strength from above.